Let's talk weather now, shall we? Napier had its hottest October day yesterday in more than two decades, with the mercury reaching 29 degrees. And it was no fluke, forecasters say we're in for more of the same in coming months and not just in Hawke's Bay. With us now is NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Atamaria.
Atamaria, yes. Well, tell us about yesterday because it is a bit unusual. What's going on?
Yeah, so we had a warm flow of air coming from northwest, so it's a very classic setup. So the eastern part of either island, be it the north or the south, whenever we get this airflow coming from the northwest, first of all, that imports warm air, so that gets you going. And then whenever the air kind of descends off mountain ranges or hills, that further enhances the warmth. We call it a fern wind, compression warming. If you're from the North American continent, the Native Americans call it Chinook wind. So basically, it's a wind that warms as it descends in elevation, and that's simply what happened yesterday from a meteorological point of view.
But no repeat today. It's a bit cooler today. But longer term, your outlook?
Yeah, look, today will be a warm day. I mean, we're expecting Gisborne to get well into the mid-20s, so I could see 25-plus in Gisborne, which is not 28.9. But, yeah, as we look ahead, so a timely conversation we're having, Corin, because we are going to be issuing our update and long-range outlook, NIWA, and this gets us through the end of January, so two-thirds of summer. Look, the next 3 months are looking warm with pretty high confidence, so it's very likely temperatures will be above average. As I like to remind people, it doesn't mean every single day will be warm and above average. It means, you know, the odd cool periods we do have, they simply won't define the period because, well, they'll be odd. As we get into the end, very end of week one of November into the very start of week two, so roughly the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, we're going to embark on a period of really unusually warm temperatures across the Motu. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, by the time we're November 12th or November 13th or November 10th in that neighborhood, we have already experienced our first 30-degree day. So we're going to get some really warm air, and that's going to warm our seas. And there's kind of a positive loop where if our seas are running warmer than average, then it's going to make it more likely our air temperature is running warmer than average.
Chris Brandolino, thank you very much for that update. A warm few weeks is coming. That is NIWA meteorologist. Thank you very much for your time.